This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 369 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to talk about how to manage your finances intentionally to go beyond feast or famine with Kina Newell. I'm really excited for this interview. It was a fabulous conversation, and she has an excellent template that you are going to have the opportunity to download that is going to help you. If you struggle with the money aspect, you feel stress over it, this is definitely an episode for you that's going to help you get put at ease. Make sure that if you don't have an opportunity, just pop over to the show notes and grab her template. It is linked in your favorite podcasting app. All right, you guys, let's dive in. Hi, Kina. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I am so excited to have this conversation with you about how to manage your finances intentionally to go beyond feast or famine. But before we actually do that, will you introduce yourself and your business to my audience?
Yeah. So my name's Kina Newell, and I am a financial coach behind Wealth Over Now. And I work predominantly with single women and solopreneurs to help them really learn how to budget their way to wealth. And so I think so many times when I say the word budget, people cringe. It emits some type of response. And I want more women talking about money because I think that there's so many money conversations we can be having, but I also want people to be budgeting because the reason that we're in business, the reason that we're creating money in our businesses is because we do have some type of wealth that we desire to create. And so a budget is going to be that tool that actually allows you to see what's happening with your money and that you're actually doing the things that you desire to be doing with your money.
Yes. I think a lot of people do have that instant kind of grimace when you say the word budget, just because we think back to having the idea of having to be in that era of famine, right? We're counting all of our pennies, we're making sure we're sticking to it, and it can be difficult. So how can I create a budget and actually stick to it?
Yeah. So I think first, when I think about budgeting, I'm like, be honest with how you want to spend money. I think that so many times when we think about budgeting, especially when we're going back to this idea of restricting, that people think that you can't spend money. And I know why. It's because there's a lot of old white men that are telling you not to spend money. Don't go get your latte. That's why you're poor. Which, ladies, go get your latte. Ignore them. But especially in your business, being able to actually sit down and think about what are the things that you desire to spend money on? I love, especially when I'm working with business owners, I'm create your best case scenario, right? There's coaches you want to invest in, there's programs you want to invest in, there's projects that you want to do, actually lay out all of your numbers so you have a clear picture of what it's going to take to run your business. So it's having your business expenses in one place, but also if you're in business for yourself, you probably need to pay yourself, but you want to give yourself some sort of paycheck. Also on that personal side, doing the same thing and being really clear on what are the expenses. And I think so oftentimes on the personal side, people stop at the bills. They're like, oh yeah, here's my mortgage, here's my utilities. But I'm like, no, put in the fact that you like the Nordstrom anniversary sale, put in the fact that you want to go to Cabo with your girlfriends and you spend $6,000 a year on travel, really not just thinking about the bills that we see every single month, but really kind of blowing up and thinking about what are the things that you wish you had money for, or what are the things that make you roll your eyes when you actually have to pay for it. So I think about having to get tires in your car, right? You're like, oh, but if you have a car, we should be thinking about auto maintenance. And so if you take the time to actually lay out your expenses, both on the personal side and on the business side, you're going to get some clarity on where money needs to move. And it's going to allow you to have a lot less stress in your shoulders, a lot less mental stress and anguish about how much money you're spending, because you're going to be able to make some intentional decisions about how much you want to pay yourself and also how much you need in order to like feed your business.
Yes. So good. And I love the fact that you brought up the personal side, because I think, mm-hmm. you know, we talk business, we are always geared towards how can we grow our businesses, but we forget that if we're not thinking and connecting it to that personal aspect of what is it that we truly want in life? Some of us may not want to travel, but some of us may want to create a life so that there's wealth to be able to pass on. It really depends upon your personal goals. And if you don't get really conscious with it and make a decision about it, it can be really difficult, I think. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, the only thing I was going to say when I was thinking about like building wealth, I think sometimes people get stuck on the like $7 million portfolio you might want to retire. And you maybe can't even think that far out, but even thinking about like, what are the little luxuries you want? And like with my clients, I love to break down like little things. Like for some people, the idea of having $10,000 in a savings account feels like something that's not attainable for them. So that might be our first benchmark that we're like working towards. Or the other thing that could be something that, like you were talking about someone who doesn't like travel, but maybe as a business owner, I know one of the things I've been thinking about is like, do I want somebody to come in and clean my house every week? Because it's like one less thing I have to do. So I get back time. So like, maybe that's a luxury that you want in your life, but you're not sure if you can fit it in. It's like putting those things in, like, what are the things that are going to make you feel like this is like something I couldn't have ever imagined paying for, or I'm really excited about? Like, I want you to have things in your budget that make you excited. And remembering like your budget isn't a consequence for not having money. Your budget is like this tool that's really just a list of decisions for how you want to spend money. And it can be personalized for you. And it's really, it should be like, Jenny, your budget and my budget aren't going to look the same because we're two different people that value two different things. And so just really being able to remember that.
Yes. So I guess my next question becomes, what is the difference between essential and non-essential mm-hmm. expenses, and how do we prioritize them?
So I really use essential and non-essential expenses, mainly thinking about like in a business, if you knew that you needed to cut back on your expenses, right? Because anything can happen. You're like, oh my goodness, my revenue is so much lower than I thought it was going to be this year. Thinking about like, what are those expenses that you need to like keep the lights on? Like, those are the essential expenses that I think about. Even on the personal side, I know I got that clear when I was like transitioning to working for myself. I was like, okay, if push comes to shove, like kind of what's like my PB&J budget. And so like, I know I have to pay my mortgage. Like, if I couldn't afford to pay myself, like I don't have to get a monthly massage. Like I would call that a non-essential expense. And so really just going through and thinking about like, what are the things that I need to like keep the lights on? And what are the things that I don't need to actually keep the lights on? And so I use essential and non-essential expenses to help me think about building reserves. So like on the business side, if I say it took like $7,000 a month to run my business, but if I went through and calculated, you know, my essential expenses are $4,000, then that $4,000 is like the number I could ground in to think about building 3 months reserves or 6 months reserves. And I can do the same thing on my personal side to think about, you know, what if I'm spending $10,000 on my personal side, but really only 6,000 of that is essential expenses, it's also the number I can use to be thinking about building like my reserves or my emergency fund. So it really just comes down to knowing that if you had to cut back on your expenses for any reason, that you actually know like where your money is going in and out and what you would maintain and the things that you like wouldn't maintain. If you couldn't afford to pay yourself, you probably wouldn't be saving money in your business, right? Or like, so like that would be, for the sake of this conversation, a non-essential expense, because you just wouldn't be doing that if you're running kind of like on your bare minimum, because you'd actually be tapping into your savings.
Yes. Nope. I love the explanation that you gave to kind of like look at. And also it gives us a way to be able to say, okay, if I have these non-essential and essentials, then this is how I can go about saving and putting it into whatever direction I'm looking to do, whether it's to invest or whether it's just to get that ball rolling, to have that emergency plan, whatever it might be for them. Mm-hmm. So when we're looking at this, in, let's say we're at a point where we have some debt. How should I prioritize paying off debt, and what's the best approach to do it?
Okay. I feel like that's a really loaded question. It depends on the person. So on the business side, like one of the things that I fundamentally believe is that like, you shouldn't use a lump sum of money to pay off debt. And I say that like not doing that if you don't understand why you're in debt, because you're only treating a symptom and you're not treating like the root of the problem. Like I see business owners all the time, especially those that are like in a launch cycle, and say you had a six-figure launch and you're like, great, I get to go like pay off all the debt on my credit card. But it ends up creating like this other problem because now they don't have the cash flow that they need for like another expense that they weren't paying attention to. And so I always ask people, I'm like, can we just pause? And can we actually coming back to like, what's your budget? Like, what do you actually need money, and understanding like your cash flow for month to month? So I always like to go back there. Like, let's get all of your expenses. Let's look at what needs to happen first. So I always come back to like, let's start budgeting and let's know your numbers, because that's going to give us clarity for how much extra income you actually have to like push towards debt, right? And to like pay something off. My goal is always to make sure that you know why you're in debt, and then you have a plan to be able to pay off your debt. So if you know why you're in debt and you're like, oh, I'm, you know, investing in other things in my business, and there's like projects, I realize that, you know, every quarter there's a project I want to invest in, then that tells me that we need to go back and we need to like put a project fund in your budget. So that way, the next time you have a unexpected project come up, you actually have some funds there to be able to pay for it. But once we actually, like when I'm working with people and when we get a budget in place, generally what I have them do is like, we might take a percentage of kind of their like average monthly revenue or a percentage of the money that they're making, and we can apply that towards paying off debt. So we might apply like an extra 5 or 10% towards their debt of their like overall monthly income. And so it allows them to like do something that's beyond making the minimum, but then it also, we're going to see the debt go down, and we're not going to see it spike back up because of the fact that we are also instituting a budget at the same time. Because I want people to understand their numbers holistically before they go to solving for debt.
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
And I think we got to bring it back to the fact that the only way to do that is that budget, to really sit down and take a look at the numbers and be real with it. So
yeah.
I know we talk about wanting to cringe when we think about it, but obviously like if we're looking to go any further, because of course my next question comes down to what are some strategies for saving money and building on that emergency fund? Mm-hmm. But I feel like even with that question,
it comes back to the budget.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's like your budget gives you, I imagine it as like a picture. Like you get to paint whatever picture you want. And so when I'm working with business owners, you know, they're telling me like, I want to be able to contribute to my retirement. I want to be able to have reserves. And so we get to play around with like, what does that number look like? What's it look like if you save, if you could commit to saving $1,000 a month in your business? What does it look like if you wanted to pay $2,000 a month towards your debt? And so we can actually kind of forecast what that would mean for them in the next 3 months. What would that mean for you 6 months from now? What would that mean for you 12 months from now? And that's actually going to give your, like money is really emotional, but if you have this picture of where you're going, it's going to allow your nervous system to actually be really calm so you can continue to make money. Like I work with phenomenal business owners that can manifest making money with the best of them, but I'm like, okay, but we need to keep some of it. So I want business owners to have something to show for how much money that they're actually making in their business. So, you know, if you want to close the doors to your business down and you're like, yeah, I was making seven figures, but you don't have anything in the bank to show for it, then like so many people don't feel like in alignment because the outside world looking in is like, oh yeah, they're like a millionaire. But if you look at their bank accounts, they're really stressed about what's happening financially because they're like, I always describe some of their habits as like, they have these like knee jerk reactions. Like they're like, oh, I need to pay down debt. So they throw lump sums of money towards debt. And they're doing things that kind of keep them in this, I call it like an invoice to invoice cycle or a launch to launch cycle, which is the paycheck to paycheck cycle. And they don't identify, they don't necessarily identify as being in that cycle. But if you're worried about like your next launch or you're worried about like your next invoice coming in, you don't have money. Simply put, you know? And so I always want people to know that like, regardless if this launch goes the way that I intended or not, I'm going to be okay financially because of the fact that I have a plan for my numbers. And so I like to help people like get into the nitty gritty of like what that looks like. So you've saved for taxes, you've saved for your expenses, and you're building reserves in your business. You're able to pay yourself like, and things just feel calm. That's the goal.
Yes. And that calming feeling can just take over in all aspects, because if you're not stressed about the money, you're more likely to be able to be creative and come up with an idea that could work really well, or have the energy to get through that launch without feeling like you're totally going to burn out and need to take 2 weeks off afterwards because it was so stressful.
And if you're someone who is like, I mean, I work with so many clients that are so good at making money. Like when you put making money and managing money in the same little suite of skills, it's beautiful. Like you are going to actually create more of what you want, and you're actually going to see what you desire in front of you, right? Like you're going to see the reserves. And I think the other thing, because I don't just do the budgeting aspect, like the budgeting is like, it's a math, we can do that, but it's also creating that like safety for people. I think that there's a lot of, because I work with a lot of women, there's so many women that have like thoughts about money. And so it could be the thought of like, what did you think it was going to be like when you were making multiple six figures in your business, right? Or what have you told yourself? Because maybe you came from a job where, you know, you were only making $50,000 a year. And so you told yourself that when you made a lot of money, that you were never going to have to deny yourself at the grocery store or say no when it came to shopping, right? So there's some hidden stories that you probably haven't paid attention to. And you wanted life to be better at a certain point. And life is seemingly better, right? Like you have more money. But however you manage $50,000 a year, you will manage $500,000 a year, you will manage $1 million a year. And because I also work with a lot of women of color, then you have like the added thing of like, you know, how does family play into that? And now my family, they know that I make a lot of money. And because I make a lot of money, now I'm responsible for these things. And so you're wearing a lot more hats. So we're able to sort through that stuff too, because I want you to be able to show up how you desire to show up financially and not just driven by the fact that, you know, I run a seven-figure business or I run a six-figure business, because a dollar is not a dollar when you're in business for yourself. You know, you have different obligations. And so I want you to be able to sort that out so you feel good about where your money's going month to month.
So good. So we've obviously really looked at, you got to be able to start at the foundation with budgeting. Mm-hmm. You have a template that you offer in order to help us get our finances under control. We're going to link to that. Can you kind of walk us through what we can expect to see with the template when we go to grab it?
So if you grab this template, it's to help you look at your business expenses. You can look at them annually or you can look at them monthly. But regardless of how you put them in, it's really just to help you have an overall understanding of how much it costs to run your business year to year and month to month. Like, I want you thinking about all of your expenses. I want you thinking about your client gifts. I want you to think about the generosity that you have if you have contractors and you give them a bonus. Like, I want all of those numbers put in, and because I don't like fake expenses. Fake expenses are the ones you're like, oh, we'll just take care of it when we need to, right? But like, if you know that you want to start doing ads or whatever it is, you put in these numbers so you have an overall holistic view of how much it costs to run your business. Because oftentimes what people realize, they're like, I'm spending $60,000 a month, you know, and like, you may not be spending that month to month, but if you look at it annually, that is what you're spending. And so it's going to allow you to think about your expenses. Like, I love to take people back to a conversation about like, what's the ROI of what you're spending your money on? And are you getting the return on investment that you desire? You might realize that you're spending a lot of money on people, but like, are those people creating the ROI that you desire? You may realize you have a lot of $9.99 Canvas subscriptions. Like, you know, like, are you actually using those things? And so it's to be able to have just an honest conversation with yourself about, is money in my business going out in the way that I desire it to go out? And is it creating the return that I desire it to return? Because I can even say as a business owner, it's like, oh yeah, yeah, just like buy that thing. And then you forget about the thing because it's not always in your face. And so take the time to cancel the things that you no longer desire to use. And sometimes that means, you know, reducing your team because you're not actually using your team in the way that you desire to use your team.
Yes. Pulling it back to the ROI. I love that. Because I think that we often miss that piece. We just see it as, okay, I'm going to hand this off. I'm going to do ads. I'm going to do things because that's what I've been told I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to build a team. Mm-hmm. But if there isn't ROI on it, if it's not resulting in growth in your business, what is the point and why are you doing it? So good. We are going to link to that template so they can make sure that they go and get it. I already took a peek at it myself. It's really easy to personalize it and make it so that you can flow from your personal into your business and really see those numbers in your face. So for those listening, make sure that you take the time and just hop over to the show notes. Just grab that. It's linked right there in your podcasting app so that you can get it. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and my audience. I truly, truly appreciate it.
You're so welcome. I enjoy talking about money.
Excellent. All right. Well, there you have it. If you haven't already gone and grabbed her template, what are you waiting for? It clearly is the foundational piece that you need to have in place in order for your business to grow, as well as for you to feel less stress when it comes to your personal finances. You can go to your podcasting app and right there, you're going to have a link to be able to go over to the blog post so that you can grab that template. I appreciate you all so much for taking the time to listen in. If you haven't already left a rating and review, I would appreciate it if you took the time to do so. Just a quick rating and then 2-3 sentence review, even one sentence. I'm fine with that too. All right, you guys, until next time, I will see you all then.